fire, Gehenna. We don't believe in reward and punishment in the next world. We don't believe that there is a next world. And the Tzedukim, therefore, undid really all of the basic tenets of Judaism. And in so doing, they undermined the basic faith and the basic value system and lifestyle of the people of Israel. They were a foreign establishment. And the rabbis did not take it lying down. The rabbis fought them tooth and nail because they saw the threat. The threat was that if the Tzedukim will prevail, there will not be a Jewish people. There's going to be nothing to argue about. We'll see that throughout Jewish history, in variant forms and in different circumstances, but there is a common denominator. There always are groups that arise that espouse this kind of philosophy. And they always meet with a great deal of antagonism. And on the surface, it looks like the rabbis have no tolerance. We are not willing to tolerate any views different than ours. But that's a bad oversimplification, because what we're talking about is really treason. We're talking about the salvation of the Jewish people and their survival. The Jewish people could not have survived under the reign of the Tzedukim. There would be no Jewish people to talk about. It would have long ago disappeared, and that's true of other groups as well. And we can only have the luxury of fighting with the other groups because of the fact that the rabbis are here. But if that were not the case, then there would be nothing to fight about. And in the course of our discussion, God willing, regarding the history of the Jewish people, we will see this story repeated over and over and over again. And we will also see that the race is not to the swift, nor is the battle to the mighty. It always looks like traditional Judaism is going to lose. It always looks like they're on the way out. And somehow they're the only ones that survive and the others are gone. For instance, from the Tzedukim, we have not one recorded piece of writing that has survived. The only thing of the Tzedukim that has survived is what is quoted by the Prushim. Nothing has survived. Even the archaeologists have been unable to unearth any works of the Tzedukim, because that is as though an unseen hand came and erased them, cut them out from the Jewish scene completely. So, as I mentioned to you last week, Yochanan Hyrcanus, in the latter part of his reign, came under the influence of the Tzedukim. And he felt uncomfortable with the rabbis and the Prushim because of the problems of genealogy that I discussed with you, the rumor that was spread regarding the legitimacy of of him because of his mother, and because of other reasons, and the rabbis opposed him because he took both positions, the king and the high priest, to be his. And the rabbis opposed him because of the fact that he finished the conversion of the Idumeans and forced them to become Jews. And the rabbis also were wary of his bonds with Rome. All of these things together caused tension. And at the end of his life, he became a Tzedukhi. At the end of his life, the government of Israel officially became a Tzedukhi government. And it became a Tzedukhi government. He replaced members of the Sanhedrin. He evicted the Prushim and installed the Tzedukim. And as a matter of law, he did away with many of the rabbinic ordinances and ideas. And he, in turn, legislated the ideas of the Tzedukim. And he enforced it with a police force and with an army. It was a bad time for the Jewish people. He died in the year 104 before the Common Era. when he